This Choma Nangmocho was extracted from the darkness of the mind of rishis by the one called Vajra Light Rays while in retreat on June 2nd, 2021. May it bring benefit, and may the clear light of natural mind flow effortlessly as a result. Imagine that arising from the dark, starry space of primordial awareness. The very nucleus of original mind. Choma Nangmo appears resplendently luminous, as if made of starlight, as if sketched out of the stars we find in the night sky. Her body is black, made of deep space. Standing on her left leg, with her right leg lifted, caught in the dance of Rigpa, caught in the experience of liberated awareness. She holds a kapala in her left hand and a human corpse in her right, held aloft above her head. And she's adorned with tiger, elephant, and human skins. It has a very wrathful appearance. Pe, pe, pe. And imagine that instantly you become the corpse that Choma Nangmo holds in her right hand, which she bashes, swinging this way and that, pulverizing your very being. Pe. Pe. Imagining that Choma Nangmo takes her curved knife or drikuk, and with her right hand she flays your skin, running one long cut from your head down to your toes. Instantly, your skull falls forward, bright, white, luminous, as if made of conch, pure white, glowing. This becomes a kapala, resting in a hearth of three skulls. Pe, pe, pe. And the pulverized contents of our flesh bag body pour into this luminous conch-like kapala. Choma Nangmo arranges your flayed skin before the kapala, an ultimate offering of secret brocade. Pe. 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 The flickering wind unites at the junction of Choma Namwa's three nadis, causing a flame to spontaneously burst forth below the luminous kapala, causing this fleshy soup of pulverized bone, phlegm, mucus, marrow, and flesh and hair to boil. As this mixture boils, all sense consciousness dissolves into skandhas. Skandhas dissolve into the earth. Earth dissolves into water. Water dissolves into fire. Fire dissolves into air. And air dissolves into space. The liberated Dhatu of the ground of all being. The primordial basic space. There's nothing to offer and no one to receive. There is no activity. There's nothing to do and no one to appease. Rest. Rest finally into the vast, primordially pure, non-dual nature of your Vajra mind. Nothing to do, nothing to say, nothing but liberated being. Rest. Ah.